Hey, look, I talked last week about a cat who had poked holes in the condoms in the top drawer.
Yeah.
Of a couple.
And then the couple went.
The couple went and fell pregnant yeah, because they'd used them and the cat had put holes in them. That was the bloke's story, apparently.
Yeah, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. The cat and the guy are in it together.
Or maybe the wife and the cat were in it together.
Well, that's right. It was one of the two.
Could have been.
We could interrogate them.
Yeah.
We strongly recommend that you don't do that. Strongly recommend while you're wearing a mask. Yes. Anyway, so I was thinking about when I'd actually blamed a cat for something. There was, when I was younger, I had one of those rear-wheel drive cars. It was a Mazda 929, 75 model. 74, actually. Older than I was.
Yeah.
There you go. So anyway, I was 17. I was coming around this corner. It was a bit wet. And you know when those rear-wheel drive cars, if you just give it a little bit of gas around the corner, you know, the back end would just slip out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I wasn't very experienced on the road at this time. So I've given it, and I thought, oh, this is good. And it's gone fully sideways around this corner. I thought, oh, no, here we go. And I've corrected, thinking this is what you do,
yeah.
But I overdid it. And so when the back swung back around, it kind of snapped back like a rubber band, and I ended up facing directly into the gutter. So I've gone backwards one way, overcorrected, and then gone both front wheels into the gutter, popped both tyres, boom. I thought, oh, this is terrible.
Excuse?
Yeah. Oh, so I limped home on the rims. Because I didn't want to get caught
sparks
being
flying.
An idiot. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was going really slow. I was about a kilometre from my house, maybe two. All the way home, pulled in the driveway. Mum's come out. What's happened to your car? Oh, Mum, you never believe it. I was coming around the corner. It's a little bit wet, and this cat just went straight across, and I swerved to miss it and hit the gutter. I think I saved the cat's life, though, Mum. I'm sure of it.
In the meantime, I ruined this car and all the front suspension and everything.
Oh, look.
Well, look, that does happen. So you blame the cat.
It was a huge error, but I blamed the cat. An imaginary cat.
It
wasn't even a cat.
107.7 Triple M.
Rob gave this terrible excuse as to why he pranked your car. He blamed it on a cat.
Well, the cat just... Well, there wasn't a cat.
There wasn't a cat. There wasn't a cat.
I was just a 17-year-old that wanted to get the back end sideways around a corner in the wet. Stupid.
Stupid.
And then overcorrected, popped both tyres on the gutter and limped home on the rims.
There
Mum
we
said,
go.
Who was it? What happened?
It was a cat.
I said it was a cat.
Bet it was a black one as well.
It wasn't
Bad
at all.
Luck. Yeah. Kylie Wyoming. Hello, Kylie.
Hello, Kylie.
Good morning, Paddy and Rob. How are we this morning?
Good, thank you, man.
Going okay. What happened? What'd you blame an animal for?
So, well, I didn't blame an animal. It actually was an animal.
So,
we used to have a couple of trotting horses when I was living in Tamworth. When I was younger, before I even got my license, Dad had an old stout ute, which was a manual, and he used to let me drive around the trotting track for practice.
All right.
And I couldn't get it into gear. And so I'm looking down, trying to budge it into gear, looked up, and there were three trotting horses in front of me that I was about to hit.
Oh, no.
So I oversteered it and went through two electric fences and a barbed wire fence and split a concrete corner post, which were massive, in half.
Jeez, Kylie. And the horses bolted.
And the horses had bolted.
Far
and
out,
Dad
they
wasn't
would.
Happy I'd ruined his shoe.
Problem was, you were looking down for the gear stick. It's a column shift, those old Holdens, isn't it?
That's it.
Just there on the steering wheel.
Yeah. No. Looking down on the floor for the...
But it happens all the time.
And Tamworth never recovered.
Neither of the horses.
Kylie, well done. We're going to send you to Luna Park, okay? Well done. You've got a family pass there.
Awesome. Thanks, Paddy and Rob.
No worries.
Thanks, Kylie.
Don't miss Luna Park's Wild Weekends. Limited tickets. Book now at lunaparksydney.com.